Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and you can actually control the content of the site. You find something online you think you want to share with our listeners, do it over at freetalklive.com, and then the other listeners will vote, and you get to vote as well. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. It's essentially a social bookmarking site that serves as a nice source of show prep for us here on Free Talk Live. So I appreciate everybody taking the time to put their two cents in, so to speak, over at freetalklive.com. We're going to just jump right into your phone calls here in hour number three of the live Saturday show. Let's go to Larry, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hey, Larry.
Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. And what I have to say is that I want to know why we have to pay billions of dollars to various nations, for example, Turkey, that is sitting right there watching this horrendous barbarity take place where these individuals linked to Assad go there and cut the throats of children.
Well,
what kind of animal from hell could do that? I don't know.
Well, Turkey has taken in more than 100,000 refugees, as I understand, from Syria. Not to say that I don't know how many more they could take in, but they're doing far more than most countries.
They are part of NATO. They have Abrams tanks. They could say, we're going to make a run for Damascus. America, bring up the A-10s and support us. And we could do this operation.
How's that gone in Libya?
How did it go in Libya? Well, I'm glad to see Gaddafi get his.
Well, indeed, but I mean, you know, there's now organization. You know, as I understand it, there are people that have been in this Al Qaeda organization that are in positions of leadership in Libya, and that could result. Wait a second, that could result in something bad in the future. Just as the governmental aid to Iraq in the past resulted in what we had with Saddam Hussein, and the aid to the Mujahideen in the 80s. Against the Russians resulted in Al Qaeda. Now, I think
he's listening to you.
I know he's not listening to me, but somebody is, right? So
let's stand by in silence while children get their throat cut.
Okay, I agree with you about that. You know, it's awful what's happening over there. I agree with you. I just don't necessarily think that military force is the answer.
We pay for NATO, we pay for the Turks to have our Abrams tanks, use them.
Yeah, well, look, the point that I'm trying to make here is, and if you would have been listening to me, is that that's what happened with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. That's what happened with Iraq. And that's what happened, you know, in Libya. You're going to find backlash. You're going to find, when you arm these folks, that, you know, things aren't going to turn out like you hoped. Remember, the Iraqis didn't exactly throw flowers at us.
I agree with that, but that's a different situation.
Oh, and yeah.
Well, you work this time, Mark.
And you know, as some guy calling from, I don't know, Poughkeepsie.
He's in South Carolina.
In South Carolina, you know what the consequences are of using M1 Abrams tanks, M1A1 Abrams tanks, in order to go into Syria, right?
I certainly do. I think they can blow those Russian tanks away and go
kaboom!
All the way to Damascus.
It'll be fun to watch things go kablooey.
Larry, you know, force has unintended consequences, and one of those consequences is that violence tends to get more violence. I don't think there's any easy answer to the situation, but one of my concerns is that people like you who are advocating for the use of force, you want to steal money from people in order to generally, you do. Do you want to take my money?
They're taking our money already.
They've already taken it. That's true.
They're not doing the other end of the deal. They're saying, we're taking your money to give it to NATO to protect these people, and then they take our money, and then they don't do the protection. What about that part?
I get you. That's got to be frustrating. But I don't want my money to be taken in the first place. Would I be free in Larry's, you know, your vision of how things should be, would I be free to not contribute to your little enterprise? Larry?
it doesn't matter about what I think. They already are taking the damn money.
That much is true. Thanks, Larry, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. However, I object to it, and I will do everything I can to avoid them taking my money. They're not taking as much as they could. Let's go to Jerry, listening to WRNN in North Carolina, apparently. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you guys are doing tonight?
Hey, you're listening out of Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Last time in North Carolina, listen to Myrtle Beach, WRNN, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like the way you guys think. You know, I'm all with you. I don't believe you mentioned a while ago something about intimate domain. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Eminent.
Yeah, eminent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to kind of express my opinion on that.
Sure.
I'm kind of a total believer in freedom myself, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, I am a total believer in total freedom. And I don't know. I heard that in years past, whenever they did put in the highway system, that they actually shot people and drug them off their land, you know, to be able to put the system in. Do you have any?
I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Certain that they have shot people and drug them off their land in order to implement eminent domain in the past, and most of the times that they do that, it tends to be for roads. So I wouldn't disagree. I don't know the story that you're talking about officially.
I've heard that. I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't doubt it. Eminent domain in Latin means supreme lordship. You know, we know about Latin. The lawyers use that to keep us confused. I heard y'all talking about that one night. You know,
right, and that's them exerting the proof. It's the proof that they truly are your lord. It's interesting that you bring that definition up because
I did a little research for our college, you know, and it means supreme leader, intimate domain. But my comment is, I don't know, I guess some of those sheeple out there that's listening in aren't going to agree with me, and frankly, I really don't care. But next time you get out on the road, you ride down the road, the interstate's a nice, beautiful day, you know, and you're enjoying your trip, you know, the freedom of driving down the road and everything, just think that maybe, right where you're at, somebody might have died or whatever, you know, just drug off their property, you know. Kind of takes the fun out of it, you know what I mean? My opinion is that I think that if I went somewhere, I mean, like I said, there's people out there that's going to disagree with me, and I don't care. But I think if you had to, going down the interstate, you had to take a hard right here because this guy didn't want to sell his land, I think we'd probably live in a lot freer country, you know?
I think you're right about that.
You know, I agree with what you're saying. However, I would like to point out that there's something called, like, auction theory. And there, admittedly, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. However, I think that anybody who's been on the interstate system knows already that they don't take a straight line. They take these kind of curvy lines. Now, I don't know whether they're doing it because of reasons of topography or because, oh, well, somebody we want to get a payoff is over here, so we'll head over that way. I'm not exactly certain what made every interstate go the way that it went. But if in the same way that the railroad magnates in a century ago were able to put their railroads down without eminent domain in most cases, this is the same way that you could put down roads and you know, across people's lands. You just make them offers. Different people in different area would get, you know, offers, and when, you know, the person, the organization putting down the road decided, okay, this route makes the most sense, that's the one they'd take. That when you have two or three different competing routes, you don't have that situation of the one guy sitting there ruining it for everybody. Oh, well, there won't be a road here because, well, you know, George won't sell. Well, you could just, there's different routes that could be taken.
Well, yeah, that's true. I never thought about that, but I guess you're probably right as far as that's concerned. But I don't
know. That's what you would do in a world where the government wasn't stealing property from people, where they couldn't make you the offer that you can't refuse. In this case, you would be able to refuse an offer and keep your property right where it was.
Don't want to relocate. They were born there. I think the Waltons show about this one time. Remember the Waltons was on TV, you know? And they didn't want to sell their land and, you know, they ended up shooting one of them or whatever. But there was actually an episode on that, but... Like I said, I just kind of takes the glory out of riding down the open highway.
I heard you, Jerry, and I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight. Thank you for it. 855-450-FREE, and you should be free to say no and stay put.
That's what freedom is, the freedom to say no, thank you.
That's right, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, Live Saturday edition.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something, seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1549.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1588.75, $794.38 for a half ounce, or $397.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1588.75, $794.38, and $397.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you to bring up what you want on this live Saturday edition. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI?
The company that sponsors our phone lines. The principal over there, Jason
Osborne. And so much more.
Yes, so much more. Jason Osborne, you know, he's a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. And he has, SACL, he is, you know, he and SACL CAI have been supporting Free Talk Live for a very long time. He'd like to remind you to share Free Talk Live, you know, the recorded version that you can get at freetalklive.com for free. Share it on your Facebook, your Twitter, with other folks. That way the message of liberty is spread far and wide. And you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. Their banner is at the top of the right-hand side of the page.
And you'll be able to meet Jason Osborne in person at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Indeed. He and his wife are basically putting it together.
He is definitely a mainstay of the event. I think he's been attending as long as we have, right?
I'd say that's the case, yeah.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. We continue with your calls about what you want. Patrick is on the line listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk tonight. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, one of the ways our government gets us to go into war is to say that there's atrocities going on against children, and there may well be, but just because 100 children had their throat slit doesn't mean that we have to send our military over there to kill 100,000 children with our helicopter gunships.
Yep, or, no doubt. You know, that's another great example is, during the Saddam Hussein situation, there were all kinds of atrocities that were going on over there, no doubt. But let's consider that according to the State Department's own numbers from the WikiLeaks documents, they won't tell you this, there are more than 100,000 non-military combatant deaths during the war and occupation.
Well, right, you're talking about just for the war, but don't forget all the people that died as a result of the sanctions placed on Iraq as well. I mean, I believe it was was it 500,000 people or was it 500,000 children? I don't remember the exact number, but there were a lot of people who perished because they couldn't get food. They couldn't get things because
Saddam was continuing to eat, though.
Of course, all the babies in the incubator. Don't forget the babies in the incubators that we were warned about. That's one of the reasons we had to invade there.
Yeah, wasn't that story just nonsense? Wasn't that just like completely made up?
It's all a lie. You got to check out what they tell us because I don't believe anything. It might be the CIA killing those baby little children over there.
I would hate to think that that's the case, but I do know that they'll use all kinds of stories to get what they want. You were talked about the rape rooms from Khufu and Nunu or whatever the names of Saddam's kids were. I don't know what they were.
Khufu, I think.
We never got pictures of these rape rooms.
Yeah, that's all I had to say. Thanks.
Great point tonight, Patrick. I appreciate hearing from you. Good thoughts, because he's absolutely right. They will gin up excuses to go to war, just like they gin up the terrorism around here.
With the Gulf of Tonkin incident, it's actually been proven.
Documented
that the situation in
Vietnam.
And, you know, there's a lot of good arguments. The McCollum memo with World War II and the Japan,
it was 8 points, I think, that essentially outlined how to get Japan to initiate an attack.
And that's what the government wanted. And
because they knew that if they could get Japan, they sort of manipulate them into attacking, that it would make them the bad guy and they would have the excuse to go to the war that they wanted to go to.
And at the very least, we know that document was seen by Roosevelt and we went to war. That's all we know.
Well, I didn't go to war, but the U.S. federal government did.
They certainly did.
So 855-450-FREE. But I think that he brings up an excellent point, and that is to beware of what these government guys are telling you. They've lied and lied and lied again. Why would you believe them this time around? Why would you believe them any time that they're talking to you? Everybody knows politicians lie. What, you think the generals in the military don't? You think it's only the politicians that tell lies? And it's like all
ask anybody in the military that to be able to get to be a general, one must be a politician.
No doubt. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Chris, listening in Cincinnati via our studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Ian, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys are prepared for the coming zombie apocalypse. I hear it's moving up the East Coast.
We've been getting calls about this every night for the last three nights.
It's fun stuff. I mean, you know,
it's ridiculous.
The stories are horrifying, no doubt. But I suspect these stories are going on all the time. They just don't make the news.
Oh, I'm sure. But
I want them to put together all the beheading stories and create a Highlander, meme behind it.
Right.
there can only be one. Right?
Say what, Chris?
There can only be one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Every time you see a beheading story, just look on the news for a beheading story, and you'll find them. They're all over the place.
Are there people who are taking this seriously, this zombie apocalypse
yes.
meme?
Mm-hmm.
That's the quickening, though. That's completely different from a zombie apocalypse.
Indeed, it is.
No, but really, I mean, are there people that are taking this seriously, or is it just kind of a meme that the news media has come up with to promote these stories?
How serious can you really be about a zombie apocalypse, I have to say?
I would imagine you could be dead serious about a zombie apocalypse.
I suppose so. I don't think most people are holed up in their basement with their shotguns right yet.
Probably not. I didn't expect most people to be at that point. I'm just wondering, are there people?
It's a compelling news segment. I've got to say that I'm very interested. When I read the news story, and I actually read the headline of the news story, because I wouldn't waste my
time
looking
through. Which one? There have been a few of them.
Regarding the, apparently a woman snatches up a baby and began chewing on its arm, tried to rip the arm off and chew on the arm. I mean, it's a horrifying story. Now, not horrifying enough for me to click through and go check it out, but crazy.
I haven't heard anything about the arm chewer. I heard about the intestine thrower.
Yeah, that's that.
And we got the face eater and the heart eater.
You've got to be very, very, very upset with somebody to throw your intestines at them.
I guess so. Now, I don't know if these are voodoo zombies or disease zombies, but I've heard stories about salt zombies, and I think that's new.
Salt zombies?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with salt zombies. They sound like disease zombies to me. Resident Evil.
I don't know. I've heard bath salt zombies. That's bath salt zombies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would stay away from the bath salts. I think that's probably the most useful piece that can come out of all
that. That is good advice.
They're really untested, dangerous. It's kind of an unknown world of drug use. And I know there was a young lady that some associates of mine know here in town who tried some bath salts recently. And after that, after trying them, she was unable to speak in the way that she had previously been able to speak. Now, hopefully it will wear off over time, but I mean, even after she'd come down from the bath salt high, she was still unable to, express herself in a way that was... She was able to talk, but her voice sounded
like she had a stroke.
Right, yeah, there you go. Her voice sounded very different in a very negative fashion for her. So you never know what you're getting into out there, and that's probably the best advice from this whole zombie bath salt situation.
Kids, don't do the bath salts.
There you go, Chris.
Don't do the bath salts, so you'll be a zombie.
Possibly. Anything else on your mind tonight, Chris?
No, that's pretty much it. Love you guys' show. I wish you were on the radio out here, but...
Well, call your local talk radio stations and talk to the program directors and ask them real nicely to add Free Talk Live. You've got some great stations there in Cincinnati. Is it WLW in there, I think?
WLW. Yeah, absolutely.
So we would love to be on that station. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I've never heard a station plug their call letters as much as WLW does.
It's a monster station. It's like the nation station or something like that. They go pretty far at night, from what I understand. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com features like our news updates. Go and get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. That again is news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
And you can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. This is the place to go for sayings of a liberty nature. They're pithy, witty. Just go take a look. They've got hundreds and hundreds of them to scroll through and take a look at. And they're well worth the time you might spend on them. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. They can also make custom stickers for your church, business, band, whatever you want. LibertyStickers.com. Also, bulk buys. If you've got a retail outlet or perhaps a booth at a gun show or a flea market, LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. By the way, we'll continue with your calls here in a moment, but since last gentleman brought up the bath salt situation, there's a story over at U.S. News World Report, usnews.com. It's the zombie apocalypse that everyone's talking about, including Congress. The Miami cannibal attack may, if lawmakers have their way, be the final straw in the fight to making sure synthetic drugs such as bath salts and synthetic marijuana are classified alongside heroin and LSD. According to Florida Representative Sandy Adams, who helped push the Combating Dangerous Synthetic Stimulants Act of 2011 through the House last December, looking at the Miami incident, we've seen people do some very bizarre acts on bath salts. He went on to point out that the bill would federally ban MDPV and mephedrone, two chemicals found in bath salts, and dozens of other chemicals also found in synthetic drugs. Last week, the Senate passed a Food and Drug Administration bill that would ban many of the same chemicals, but so far, both houses haven't been able to pass an identical bill. The hang-ups have been deciding exactly which chemicals to ban and determining if there should be mandatory minimum sentences for synthetic drug traffickers.
Those are really
really work.
Right, because all of this has worked, right? I mean, this whole war on drugs has been just so successful at stopping people from getting high.
Right, the reason the bath salts are a problem is because currently they're legal, or quasi-legal at least, and the things that people might otherwise do are illegal and much more difficult to get a hold of.
Yep, that's right. So we wouldn't have bath salts today if people were able to go out and get MDMA and go out and buy cocaine and go out and get whatever drugs they would be looking for that they can't get, so they replace with bath salts.
A little laudanum to calm them down. But, I mean, really, the fact is that they would never have outlawed marijuana. Likely, most people would be happy with that, and it's the most benign of all these drugs, including alcohol and tobacco.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people that that want something more that is different from marijuana. But all that said, it's the prohibition of those other drugs that have been prohibited for decades now that has led to the proliferation of bath salts. So these Congress people have no one to blame but their own system for the situation that they find themselves in. And if they go ahead and pass this ban on the synthetic drugs, what they're going to have to do is just ban, like, an open-ended level of these things. Because as I understand, remember we had the guy call in one night, Mark, was several months ago, who actually claimed to be a vendor of these drugs, somebody who was like an importer of
right.
these drugs. I forget what his website was, but it was like researchchemicals.com or something like that. And his point was, look, if they ban chemical configuration JWH012, which is, I think, one of the configurations of these synthetic cannabinoids, they can just... You know, that doesn't mean they ban JWH018. So they're going to have to ban all kinds of, like, you know, little tweaks. When,
yeah.
when you're doing chemical engineering, and I'm not an engineer, I don't know much about this.
How many chemicals are they willing to, many chemicals are they going to ban, and how much time will it take to ban them?
Well, right. And then what's going to happen after they ban them? What chemicals will they still be able to make that haven't been banned? Because they could just tweak these things a little bit here and there and make them completely legal again. So it's just absolutely ludicrous, this whole idea. But this is the way things go. This is the direction people go in because they see something they don't like. They see something that scares them. And then they believe that they can stop that behavior or stop that perceived problem by using the threat of force and using violence and cages and police and dogs. And it's never worked. It's never worked. All these drugs that are prohibited can get into the prisons. There's no reason why these other drugs that are coming from China or wherever it is they're being manufactured aren't going to still be coming here, presuming people still want them. I mean, maybe they will be banned, and then everybody will be like, all right, I'll just get some coke now. Go back to getting coke and the other drugs in the first place, so who knows?
I couldn't say.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Pete, listening in Mobile to WABH on the FM band. Hey, Pete. You got to turn
your
radio down.
Yes, sir.
Pete, go ahead.
How are you doing tonight?
Super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was wondering about something. Back a while back, I'm surprised y'all didn't hear about it because it made HLN in the morning with Robin and Company. About a week and a half, 2 weeks after Trayvon Martin deal, right way back in the beginning, something happened down here in Mobile, Alabama. Something down on Del Mar Drive, and it was something to do between a white guy and a black guy, and it was said there was a mob to come up, and it looked like they was going to church or whatever, but they ended up on beating them down and walking away, saying that was a justice for Trayvon. I don't know if y'all heard anything about that.
I have heard about that.
About 2 months ago.
Yep. I've heard about racial violence started by the Trayvon situation. Yeah, sure.
Matthew Owens.
So were you just asking if we'd heard about this, or did you have somewhere you were going with it?
Well, actually, yes, sir, somewhere else. The way everything has been going lately, I know I heard something a while back, and I know most people, you know, everyone says, let it go in one ear, out the other. Y'all know what they said about the Mayan calendars ending in 2012, but now they got something else saying, well, no, it may go on past that or whatever. I was wondering, I was actually wondering, anybody that's, you know, church and Bible and everything, when do y'all think the end of the world is going to happen?
I don't think the world's going to end until the sun goes red dwarf on us.
I don't know. What do you think?
Not in our lifetimes.
What do you think, Pete? Did you leave us?
Okay.
I think he left us.
So my concern about the idea that the world is going to end is the incentives that it might bring. If my life was going to end tomorrow and I was allowed to do whatever I wanted
until then,
right, like this is, you know, it's time to bust out the crack pipe and get the hookers. I mean,
you don't really want to smoke crack, and I don't really want to do bath salts.
I don't know much about crack.
But what you're saying is you might take some risks you otherwise wouldn't?
I probably would party on down up to that point, and I don't know that much about. Look, I know that the problems with crack and hookers generally come after one day. So if I had any inclination to crack and hookers, like that might be I probably would spend time with my son and my wife in that amount of time. But, you know, it certainly creates perverse incentives.
You're saying people will behave in ways they might not otherwise behave, and
right,
that they
and
know they're going to die.
I don't particularly like the idea that we have people that have strong philosophical bend. They have some idea of when the world's going to end. Some idea of when the world's going to end. They're always wrong. They're always wrong.
Mm.
You're not going to be right this time. It isn't the lottery. There's no guaranteed winner. It's just wrong, 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 over and over again. The world's not ending. Sorry, it's not going to happen.
Famous last words, Mark.
All right. But if you operate like it is going to end, you're much more likely. The statistical likelihood of you being disappointed and having done things that are, you know, are counterproductive to
your house, quit your business, broke up with your wife.
Yes, but it's the little things that bother me. You know, you believe that the rapture's coming and you're going to shoot out the roof of your car. Well, how are you how is your life different than if you didn't believe that?
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you would like to share with us your thoughts about the world ending. Are you a believer in that? And if so, when's it going down? We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts Insurance provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Mama Jermaine, but if we don't get you on tonight, don't worry, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. If you don't make it in tonight, don't worry, call tomorrow. Mark's going to be here with Stephanie. Y'all, you guys are going to be doing the Sunday show.
Yep, 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
7 nights a week.
That's right, Eastern time, 7 to 10 Eastern. You can join us here, and if you don't get us on your local talk radio station, well, there are ways to remedy that. You can contact your local talk radio station and ask them nicely to air Free Talk Live. Maybe they're already airing some Free Talk Live, in which case you can thank them for airing some Free Talk Live and then ask them for more. So there you go.
That's it's a great way to do it. Nothing like the radio. Nothing compares to the radio. But you know, if you want to listen to Free Talk Live, there are 7 shows a week, 3 hours in length. Well, I guess once they've been shrunk down to having the normal commercial traffic removed, they're 2 hours in length, and they're available for you for free at freetalklive.com.
That's right. And of course, you can listen live via our streams over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to, I believe we have Mark listening in Kalamazoo, WKZO. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to touch on that point that the woman was talking about not taking a drug test, you know, for working at the federal level or the state level, or let's talk about, you know, the college level. It's like our teachers, you know, because of their unions, nobody needs to be drug tested. You know, for that, which I just think is absolutely insane and ridiculous. But
why is it ridiculous and insane? I mean, how about we just not drug test anybody unless someone's suspected?
Here's my point. This was so funny. I saw a job application, you know, in the paper, right? They wanted you to don a some kind of animal outfit, minimum wage, and wanted to drug test you.
It's absolutely ludicrous.
And I just thought, are you insane? Are you kidding me?
But more tyranny doesn't solve the problem of tyranny.
Costume. What's that?
More tyranny doesn't solve the problem of tyranny.
Exactly,
like I get where you're coming from. You know, if somebody's going to be out there like a giant dancing giraffe,
you want
to pay stoned.
Minimum wage, but yet you want to drug test. I mean, it's like you would have to be on drugs to do the job that you want. I just don't understand.
I think the dancing animals of the world are working very hard out there. I don't think they necessarily need to be on drugs. However, it might make the job better.
Exactly. I'm just saying, if you're going to pay minimum wage, it's so ridiculous. I see all those jobs out there. It's like, You want to drug test me before I'm even working for your company.
Let me give you an example here from real life about why this is a terrible idea. And I understand what you're saying, like, well, you know, all these other people are drug tested, so these people, bureaucrats, should be drug tested too. But of course,
I mean, you're getting drug tested for a minimum wage job, but that's not
a reason to expand the policy, right? That's a bad choice. That's a bad choice on that business's part. And the reason why is because drug users aren't necessarily bad people, and drug users aren't necessarily unproductive employees. So I'll give you an example. There's a guy here, Daryl, I think Beamer is his name, or Bayer, in the Keene area, who was busted a couple of years ago for growing marijuana plants at his home.
Right.
He was a third grade teacher and was one of the most popular teachers in his school. Like, the kids, right. The parents, everybody loves this guy. But that, you know, didn't matter. He was a marijuana user, and he got caught. And he, they put him through the ringer.
In my opinion as well, like the least, I'm sorry, but like we're talking about pot. I mean,
that's who's getting caught by these drug tests, dude.
Of course.
Okay. Then don't advocate for more drug tests. It's not going to help anybody. It's just going to make things worse.
Well, then why should a minimum wage person be put through a drug
test? They shouldn't. Drug tests should be abolished. Exactly. The only time somebody should be tested for drugs is if they're on the job, some sort of accident happens,
and somebody thinks
that they were doing, that they had the accident because they were drunk or because they were high, in which case then it's totally appropriate to send somebody in for a drug test. But pre-employment testing, I think, is outrageous and should be abolished.
How about you guys at the station you work at?
If you drug tested at radio stations, they'd have to fire half of the people that were working there.
Exactly.
Maybe even more than that. Mark, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, we will. And if it's easy, I'll take it twice. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think that an employer, if they have a no-drugs policy, and any employer could say that, you're not allowed to do drugs on while you're on the clock. And if they felt like a person might be on drugs, that they could test for that reason, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be an accident. But if they, if they feel like somebody's endangering other people, maybe they're driving the forklift and they haven't had an accident, fine.
Richard's on the line listening in North Carolina to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Richard.
Hi. I hope y'all are doing well this evening.
Super. Go ahead with your thoughts. We're short on time.
Well, I'm an American, and I'm tired. I'm tired of us having to learn or have to deal with two or three different languages in order to do something on the phone or anything.
You object to choices?
I object to
good customer service.
I'm not a racist. But. I'm not or anything, or,
but.
A Marxist or anything. I fully, I welcome anyone to come into our company or into our country, into America, the way our ancestors did. When you want to come in, you apply for citizenship.
No, sir. That is not how the ancestors did it.
I'm sure that none of my ancestors applied for citizenship.
I don't know what world you're living in.
Let me ask you this. Are your ancestors speaking English?
Speaking
a foreign language?
Probably French
for
me.
Sure did. Did you know that the Constitution for the state of New Mexico is written in two languages?
Well,
Mark.
So if I'm calling a business, wait a second. If I'm calling a business and that business wants to offer me different options and different languages to speak, maybe they're an international business and they have one phone system, right? So maybe they're calling from Quebec. Maybe they have the same phone answering system as the people from Quebec as, people here. Quebec is only a few miles from New Hampshire where I live, okay?
Right,
so not that big of a deal. The idea that a business might offer you the opportunity to speak French or Spanish, that's only them offering you options. It's not them undermining Western civilization.
Okay, well, I can understand that. But if I want to order a Big Mac or something, I think I should be able to order that Big Mac and have them ask me what I would like in English.
Well, here, repeat after me. Numero uno con Coca-Cola.
Okay.
No queso.
Another thing, we need to quit bowing down. Cinco de Mayo. Two S's is to happen.
Huh?
Kids came to school on Cinco de Mayo in Texas, I think it was, wearing, or in California, excuse me, wearing T-shirts with the American flag on them. They got sent home. Number two in Texas, and a Mexican flag was run up the flagpole in Mexico.
You know where the problem with all this comes from, Richard? And I wish we had more. I really wish we had more time to talk about this. So what I would like it to do is invite you to call back tomorrow during the Sunday show, and we can have more time to discuss this. But my what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing from you, is that a lot of your concerns are really based in nationalism. The idea that you know, there's these different plots of land, and one plot's better than the other plot, and our government's better than their government, and
the United States government doesn't care about you any more than the Mexican government does.
I really have no love for any flags whatsoever. I understand why you find it offensive or whatever, because you really believe that there's something special about that one flag. But, yeah, the U.S. government, they're just another band of killers and thieves, just like the other governments from around the world. So why anyone would wear their symbol on their themselves, I don't know. But ultimately, if we didn't have these governmental schools where everybody was forced to pay to send their kids there or to send other people's kids there, then you wouldn't have the same, I guess, leverage point where people can control your
Absolutely. Kids should be able to wear American flag T-shirts to public schools. If their parents paid the taxes to send them there, then absolutely they should be able to wear them. However,
and I should be able to wear an FU T-shirt to the public school, too.
That's too much for me.
They don't let that happen either. Richard, thanks for the call. Let's go quickly here to Charlie, listening in Charlottesville, Virginia, listening to WCHV.
Well, gentlemen, I guess he better get off his bath salts. I think that was his problem there. I was sitting there falling asleep, and holy cow.
Well, yeah, if you can't order at McDonald's, you're probably high.
I can talk a little bit better on the radio, a little bit faster than most people do, but that's just the way I am. So we're talking about the rapture, and that's going to take off in a couple of seconds here, and you have less time for me to talk because we're heading towards the heartbreak, as they call it, radio time, gentlemen. So one day it's probably going to happen. There's no rapture in the Bible. It's called the catching up, and probably will happen very soon, but most people don't believe it, but that's okay. They can believe anything you want, but if they believe it,
what happens
alive,
when I get caught up? What happens?
Oh,
I'll just
give
you a chance to pause there and let you catch up.
Charlie, we're out of time, man. Thanks for the call. Call us again. Call us again. We got no more time, brother.
Time after Robert calls, and maybe I'll call after Robert if he has enough time.
Call anytime,
Charlie. Take us on out. Plug freetalklive.com.
freetalklive.com. You can get on there. You can get on your telephone. You can get on your iPod, MP3, or anything you want to do. COD.
Yeah, baby. See you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
Get in the zone.
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these three simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.